This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Last week when we spoke to you, you were about to take Birdie in for an operation. What was that about?
Yeah, well, she just had this cyst right in the middle of her chest that got infected. Now, the cyst has always been there, but it was barely noticeable and we were pretty much told not to worry about it. And then last Saturday, it just suddenly swelled up to the size of a golf ball. It was really alarming. And so, you know, we were referred to Westmead Children's Hospital, and the first thing they did was put her on antibiotics to try to, you know, bring that infection under control. And then they had to drain the cyst, which is what we had done, and then, in another month or so, they have to take it out altogether.
So I take it you finally got your operation on Friday after waiting around all day on Thursday.
Yeah, we did. And all the staff at the Children's Hospital, you know, they knew we'd been waiting, so they were just so nice to us on Friday and they made sure that Birdie got in. But it was just one of those days that all these more urgent cases were coming in, so we just kept getting bumped. So first of all, they were going to do the operation at 2, and then they were going to do it at 4, and then they were talking about 6:30 p.m. and then 7. And then, you know, a baby came in who couldn't breathe, so they said they'd do it at 9 p.m. And then a child came in with an obstructed airway, and so after that they were just like, go home, just go home. And, you know, like, it's a long time for a child to sit around without any food or drink. But I have to say, to be honest, I was probably more, you know, upset and exhausted than she was. She actually coped really well. But when they said go home, I just had a few little tears. I was like, oh.
Yeah, and completely understandable. I tell you what, I'd think I'd be feeling exactly the same way. Now, did everything go well in the end, though, most importantly?
Yeah, look, the surgery went well. But she did get really upset when they came to take her into the theatre. And as soon as my husband put on the, you know, the theatre hat and gown, you know, those scrubs you've got to wear?
Yes.
She just lost the plot, went absolutely hysterical. And then right before they go under the anaesthetic, they start kicking their legs, which, you know, the anaesthetist said is a normal response. But it looks quite distressing to see a child kind of crying and thrashing their legs around. And then she woke up hysterical, and then, you know, it took a while to calm down. Apparently kids who have night terrors come out of anaesthetic quite badly, so she's one of those.
Oh, dear.
And then eventually she calmed down and then everything was fine. And the best bit was that yesterday we went up for a checkup and everything's healing really nicely, which, you know, which is great. But the only downside is we have to do it all again in a month when we have the actual cyst removed. So I'm not really looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah. But I guess also, look, before I finish, I just want to say, Westmead Children's Hospital, how great is it? I mean, how friendly were all the staff and the volunteers there? I just think if you have to take a kid to hospital, you just can't do better than going to a children's hospital. Such a nice environment. And, you know, actually, Birdie was quite happy to go back there yesterday because it's such a nice environment. It wasn't like, oh, no, I don't want to go to hospital. She actually woke her dad up going, Dad, I'm going back to the hospital. Like, it was really exciting.
It's probably more distressing for the parents, though, than the kids out of the whole event.
I think so. I think kids are pretty resilient.
Yeah. Well, look, love to hear from you this morning. When have you taken your child to hospital for an operation? How did it go? How did the child cope with the hospital environment? How did you cope with seeing your child in pain? 1-300-40-20-20. Love to hear your stories this morning. And by the sounds of your Thursday, it's a common thing for children to have to go to hospital for urgent things, but also just minor operations as well.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.